Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to see The Passion today, and tomorrow I will have a review for you. I've already had a review from several people that have seen it, including Mel Gibson's father here on the show, but I'll actually get a chance to see it, and I'm really looking forward to it. I hope you all go out and watch it as well. Huge show lined up for you today. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Kevin Smith, who has done some stories for the website and done some camera work for us, he went out to the Fourth New World Order. It's actually called New World Order Symposium on Terrorism. And I've been to two of those. He's been to all four. Viet Den, the Patriot Act supposed writer, and Justice Department minion has been there, and many others. This time, they wouldn't let anybody have cameras last week. But the information and the interviews that Kevin did were very interesting. They had a Israeli Hamas double agent there. That's why they said everybody, no cameras allowed. And Kevin approached her, and we have her name and everything. They're not hiding her name, just her face, because she uses fake names when she's out in the field. This is a very interesting information that's coming up in about 30 minutes. And Kevin came up to her and, went over the mainstream evidence that's in Haaretz and the Jerusalem Post that Israel founded with its money Hamas and controls Hamas and is actually involved in some of the bombings. And she goes, yes, this is true. So that was interesting. They had General Magus and others there. By the way, 2 weeks ago at the last symposium, they wouldn't let us film either, but would let some people film. This time, no one could film. So we'll spend about 15, 20 minutes on that. Then we've got Colonel Don DeGram coming on the show. He had a stroke over a year ago and hasn't done an interview since. I talked to the guy, sharp as ever. He's coming on the show. He's the individual who put on the symposium in Portugal 2 years ago that made major headlines in that country. September 11th, U.S. government accused a group of military and civilian U.S. pilots under the chairmanship of Colonel Don DeGran, after deliberating nonstop for 72 hours, has concluded that the flight crews of the four passenger airliners involved in September 11th tragedy had no control over the aircraft, and they come down to the fact that only the globalist, only the U.S. government could carry this out. Of course, Andreas von Bülow, the German technology minister, and before that, defense minister, said that publicly on this show as the best-selling book in Germany, laying out the facts of that. Michael Meacher, the number three guy in Blair's government, arguably number four. I don't want to get into a sub-debate about that, but a high-level member of Blair's government resigned last year and wrote an eight-page editorial for the London Guardian saying if the government didn't do it, they certainly had prior knowledge and funded the terrorists. And he gave quotes out of the PNAC documents. Colonel Don DeGrand will be joining us. He's also an author. You're not going to want to miss this interview in the second hour. I really appreciate Don coming on the show. Highly decorated Korean War veteran, shot twice in Korea, in OSS even before that, right out of high school during World War II, right after World War II. And a long military career after that, and an expert on the New World Order. I've read a lot of his writings. I've never interviewed him. Interview should be quite interesting in the second hour. Kevin Smith is joining us in about 25 minutes to talk about the Israeli/Hamas agent. So that's coming up. Also, a lot of new news on Skull and Bone, the situation in Haiti. Reports, slavery alive and well in the U.S., CPS killing children. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, I do this show. And, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, the website's updated daily for you, many times even on the weekend, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I think the names of those websites say it all. We're fighting the prison planet transformation of Earth. We are fighting it with the information war with the truth. Again, Colonel Don DeGrand, expert on 9/11, on the New World Order, put on the symposium in Portugal with top military officers and pilots, laying out how the globalists carried out September 11th. This will be his first interview since he had a stroke a little over a year ago, and I talked to him this morning. Very well-spoken, intelligent fella, written some very interesting books. He'll be joining us, and again, we're going to get into a little symposium, the fourth part of it, called Terrorism, the New World Order, that they've had at UT at the Presidential Library. We had one of our camera guys down there for the local TV shows, Kevin Smith, and he asked some serious questions, and there was a, quote, Mossad Hamas double agent. I already mentioned this, but it's coming up. And that's how she was billed. And then he brought up to her, well, the major Israeli newspapers admit that Israel founded Hamas and carries out a lot of the bombings. And is that true? And she said, yes, it's true. So just calmly being announced, you know, out in the open. And by the way, it's like yesterday, and we posted it 2 days ago. I read the Newsday article out of New York City where Bush's economic commission said that they want to consider all fast food restaurants, restaurants period is what they said, as manufacturing, consider it a factory job, and consider it according to our output of machine goods, I guess. And then they could say that we've actually gained 4 million factory jobs instead of losing 2-plus million since 2001. And that's what the article said. It's what Bush's cabinet-level office said. And I got emails saying I'm a liar. They didn't say cheeseburgers are industry jobs. And, okay, it's posted on the website. I know it's unbelievable, but it's really true. It's like Bush 2 weeks ago had the same commission say that our main export is now jobs and that we should be very proud of this and losing jobs is good. He actually said that, and Alan Greenspan over the weekend testified that it's good to export our jobs. And, you know, I mean, it's happening. I know this sounds insane. I can't believe it, but they're doing it. And I have Haaretz, I have Jerusalem Post, I have Yitzhak Rabin, I have United Press International. It's in Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. It's in my video, Masters of Terror, and in Police State 3 Total Enslavement. There's a whole section on PrisonPlanet.com in the government-sponsored terror section. Most of them are Jewish newspapers, calmly admitting that the Israelis in the early 70s founded Hamas, set them up, funded them. The Hamas terrorists were always seen going into the military bases, coming back out. They get protected. And this is a Jewish newspaper, so if you got a problem with it, just don't have a problem with them. Americans are just so naive about this. You go, why would Israel want to keep the terrorism going? Well, because then they get to get military funding, military control, the military-industrial complex gets to have control over the Jewish population as well as the Palestinian population, and the war just gets to continue to roll forward. And the other Arab countries don't want it to end either. It's a way to unify their nations and have some phony nationalism and blame Israel for everything. Governments want to have enemies. It's real simple. And then there are real terrorist attacks launched by Palestinians. There are real suicide bombers. But every time there's about to be a peace breakthrough or some process, that takes place. So, you know, a bomb goes off. And in many cases, it is Palestinians publicly funded and controlled by Shin Bet or Mossad. Okay. By the way, Kevin was there openly talking to Mossad agents who were admitting this, and it was just basically a big joke there at the UT Presidential Library during this big symposium. Oh, but you know, we have to do this, they say. This is how we maintain control. It's like our government, you know, they blow stuff up. Hitler did it. The British do it. The Chinese do it. Putin's been doing it again right before his reelection. He just fired most of the government, and they're having a staged election. But, you know, that's how you get control. You blow something up. So that's coming up, too, here on the show. You know, here's some of the news I've got. Skeleton key to the White House. London Guardian details the satanic leadership of the government. They actually get into that. We'll cover that. This is out of Newsday. A report, slavery alive and well in U.S. Yeah, they kidnapping women and children, you name it. Another big article here out of BBC, probe child organ traffickers. When they kidnap the children, they take their organs, and the major governments are involved in this, of course, mainstream BBC. Let's just turn our guns into this government. They'll be much nicer to us. Let me see. Newsday reports slavery alive and well in U.S., BBC. Probes child organ traffickers, shows bags of babies' organs, no big deal. Oh, and here's another one. This is out of Tallahassee. Naples News, human trafficking study looks towards remedies. Mother wants to know why child died in foster care. CPS workers decided a woman's child wasn't gaining weight fast enough. They had no evidence of abuse, so they took the child, and the child later, a few months later, died in their custody, and the mother asked, you know, why'd you kill my child? They're five times more likely to kill your children. That's why they're the enforcers they're running things, because they're the most criminal, the most likely to abuse children, so they're who we put over children. They have the highest statistic of the pedophiles and predators in the CPS line of work, in the line of work as truancy officers. This is, by the way, you'd learn this at college if you took criminology. This is unadmitted fact, so I just thought we'd mention that to you. Because, you know, smart criminals know where to go to be predators. It's the stupid predators that get caught. The smart ones learn how to get badges and guns. And I'm not saying all of them are like this. I'm saying statistically, you find more of them there than anywhere else because they get protection. That's my point of unchecked power. I think the Founding Fathers told us about it. Also, they're murdering and mutilating whites in Africa, BBC. Earth almost put on impact alert. And BBC, also CNN, scientists want to be ready to block asteroid from hitting Earth. The mathematics show it on a collision course for Earth, but they say this every year or two, and that means that according to their calculations, the plus or minus error is just a few hundred thousand miles, so it could hit the Earth. You know, but because according to calculations, it could be a few hundred thousand miles, a few thousand miles, a few hundred thousand miles. They don't know. But it is true, giant asteroids do hit the Earth. I mean, I've stood in the craters in Mexico and Arizona in my travels, you know, that are, you know, 20 times bigger than, you know, 10 times bigger than football fields, and those are small ones. And a rock that size would, you know, kill half the people in your state if it hit. In fact, let's just cover that now. You can't bring something up like that and then not get into it, and then we'll get into the... Well, how they grab your children and cut their guts out. And, you know, that's the government. Mainstream news, of course. Earth almost put on impact alert. Astronomers have revealed how they came within minutes of alerting the world to a potential asteroid strike last month. Some scientists believed on the 13th of January that a 30-meter object, that's big, later designated 2004 AS-1, had a 1 in 4 chance of hitting the planet within 36 hours. 1 in 4. Now they say there's a new one that could do that. It could have caused local devastation, and said researchers contemplated a call to President Bush before new data finally showed there was no danger. The procedures for raising the alarm in such circumstances are now being revised. At the time, the president's team would have been putting the final touches on a speech he was due to make the following day at the headquarters of NASA, the U.S. Space Agency. In it, he planned to reset the course of manned space flight, sending it back to the moon on the Mars, but he could have had something very different to say. He could have begun by warning the world it was about to be hit by a space rock. Now, let me just say this. Because of the meetings I've seen, I've interviewed Mrs. Shoemaker and others who are world experts on this here on the show. Due to the fear-mongering I've seen in the last 10 years, the meetings with the Russians and the UN involvement, I'm saying an asteroid hitting the Earth is a real danger. Obviously, it happens quite often. Happened, you know, was it 1918 up in the Siberia, and you know, it was like a nuclear bomb going off. Obviously, this stuff happens, and it can be a big problem. And it probably will happen, you know, in our great-great-great-great-grandchildren's lifetimes. I mean, sometime in the next few hundred years, probably a big asteroid will hit and kill, you know, a few thousand people if it's rural, millions if it hits a big city. I mean, yes, we get hit by this stuff. Usually it hits rural areas, but the planet's been, you know, less populated. But this is part of a larger fear-mongering global government move, you know, proposing international space stations, and the government could easily put something artificial in space, hit a city, claim it was an asteroid, use that crisis as a major restructuring tool for police state. Because they've had all these movies. Steven Spielberg is a Bilderberg Group member, and he goes to the Bilderberg Group, and they ask him to make these asteroid movies, and this is definitely part of their fear-mongering scenario. I don't know if they're going to do it. I don't know exactly how it feeds in, but it's got New World Order all over it. Just more on the asteroid, and then just more on what they do with your kids after they kidnap them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times.
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rod, you're so funny.
They go. Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles like smoke, odors, VOCs, allergens, fine dust, mold, pollen, and kills bacteria for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Earth almost put on impact alert. Imagine the unifying effect of a president or a world leader standing up and saying, we're going to be hit by this asteroid. We think it's going to plunge into Europe or the United States or Latin America or Africa. The circus that would cause. And think of what a great diversion or political unifying effect it would be to detonate a nuclear weapon and then claim that it was an asteroid. Scientists want to be ready to block asteroid from hitting the Earth. The asteroid, believed to have wiped out dinosaurs 65 million years ago, was rare but hardly unique, say scientists gathered to discuss ways of aggressively defending our planet from another such space rock, including by detonating nukes in space. It's like the old James Bond movies, you know, where they shoot the nukes out to stop the asteroids coming in. And they claim there's more of these asteroids coming that are very close. Now we just have the radio telescopes and the different systems that are able to see these. We've always been hurtling through space. I mean, in between Mars and Jupiter, there's the gigantic asteroid belt, which they believe is the wreckage of a large planet. So who knows? I mean, yeah, next week we could be hit by a 10-mile-across asteroid that would cause a new ice age. Or it could be, 5 million years from now. You just don't know. But people that, get on the radio and say it's about to happen, buy my book. Only by buying my book can we, change things. It's pretty interesting to say the least, to hear people out there saying that and doing that. Speaking of bizarre, this is out of the London Guardian, and, major paper of a major country just calmly announcing the satanic activities of the two presidential candidates. Skeleton key to White House, both John Kerry and George Bush were members of Yale's secretive Skull and Bones Society. Matthew Wells scours the university for future presidents, and it goes on. The hangman equals death, the devil equals death, death equals death. It's weird to think that the two men who are now contesting the most powerful job in the world both apparently went through an occult ritual that involved dressing up and chanting the words above, prostrate in front of a fellow student wielding a butcher's knife and dressed in animal skin. The video that was caught of the outside ritual is actually them in black hoods with someone dressed up like Satan, and then he offers them to come into hell and join him, and that's the rest of it, of course. John Kerry and George Bush Jr. and Sr. were members of the secretive Skull and Bone Society at Yale University. The final words of the initiation ceremony, according to the intrepid New York Observer journalist Rob Rosenbaum, who has secretly recorded the secret of incantations, center around the command, "Run, Neophyte." And then it's the next three pages get into the bizarre activities of Skull and Bones and how angry Bush gets if you bring it up to him and what the White House has to say about it. It is an admitted order of death founded by the Illuminati. That's MSNBC. Both are major presidential candidates, members of the U.S. branch of the Illuminati. And if you talk about it, the so-called Christian conservatives will rebuke you and say you're a lying devil. When confronted with it, they say, oh, they're just having fun. This is not a fraternity, folks, where you get drunk and roll around and act like idiots and say some Latin chants. Or Greek chants, that comes as outer trappings, that is low-level minion cults trying to imitate the real thing. Skull and Bones is the real thing. Then they work their evil in the real world. When we get back, we'll get into a quick report from the New World Order Symposium. That's what it was called, New World Order, Understanding Terrorism. The fourth part of it, where they had a Mossad / Hamas double agent who admitted some interesting things to our reporter, Kevin Smith. Then report, slavery alive and well in U.S., that's Newsday, and BBC says probes child organ trafficking. The government says it is keen to track down and crack down on child traffickers who are believed to take children abroad and sell their organs for profit. And here's one out of the Naples News. Out of Florida, human trafficking study looks towards remedies. And a lot of these kids are missing from child CPS in Florida. And that's Miami Herald. Kids go in, they never come out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
New Avacor makes your hair visibly thicker and fuller with the very first application. Call 800-397-7234. 800-397-7234. Avacor is proven to stop hair loss and regrow hair. We're so sure Avacor will work for you, there's up to a full one-year guarantee. Call today.
800-397-7234. That's 800-397-7234.
Regrow your hair with Avacor.
Call 800-397-7234.
Order Avacor today.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I published a book that's 320 plus pages long. It's got, 50 or 60 photos, diagrams, news articles, very easy to read, concise chapters, condensed, just a whole education. Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. And one of the chapters, there's a chapter about British intelligence blowing stuff up to blame it on their enemies, Putin blowing stuff up to blame it on his enemies, U.S. government carrying out 9/11, three chapters on that, the history of it. And there's also a chapter on Israel. And really, the chapter consists of UPI, Haaretz, and Jerusalem Post admitting that basically, Hamas is an arm of Shin Bet. If you got a problem with it, have a problem with the Jerusalem Post and others. But that's all in Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. You need to have this book. It's $19.95. You get a second copy for $11.95 when you buy one copy to give as a gift. And this is a great book. It needs to be read. It needs to be seen. Please help us get it out to folks. So buy one copy for yourself and one for a friend or neighbor or police officer or pastor or rabbi or whoever. Also, there's my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny. We also carry Eric Hufschmid's book, Painful Questions. We have his video and DVD, Painful Deceptions Concerning 9/11, excellent info. We have my video, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, part two of that, The Masters of Terror Exposed. You need to have these films. The newest video is Matrix of Evil, which is amazing. They're $25.95 a piece. The videos are $20 when you order three or more of any of the 10 titles of my films. Then I have got the Loss of Liberty video. I've got some Tex Mars videos and some other material. Just go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping cart, or call me toll-free at 1-888-253-3139 so we can answer your questions and or take your order for the videos or books or T-shirts. Or it's all about information. 1-888-253-3139. You can also write to me. I'm here in Austin, Texas. I'm Alex Jones, and you just write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, Jan and Paul and others, your calls are coming up. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. But for the next 10 minutes or so, I want to talk to Kevin Smith, who I appreciate coming on the show. Kevin's gone to a lot of events. He's videotaped, you know, the Patriot Act behavior here in Austin when we threw that out, thanks to folks' action out there. And he's videotaped my confrontation with Vicente Fox. He's done a lot of good work. And Kevin has been to all four of the New World Order Understanding Terrorism Homeland Security symposiums at the LBJ Library. I've been there twice. He's been to four of these. And now they're closed door. They're public, but you can't have cameras. And they said it's because, oh, we have a Mossad Hamas double agent. But they said you can use her name. She just doesn't want her face being seen because it's her face that, you know, that's important. And, of course, you know, we respected that. But Kevin came up to her, and that's why I mentioned that Order Out of Chaos gets into who founded Hamas, because when he brought it up to her, she just admitted it. And, Kevin, good to have you on the show.
Good to be with you today, Alex.
Just tell folks about the, quote, New World Order Terrorism Symposium. And, I mean, that's what they call the first one and through the fourth, of the New World Order Understanding Terrorism. And what happened there, what it was like, and then this Mossad slash, you know, darker skinned lady, so she could play the part of a Hamas character.
Well, it was basically a CIA and Mossad love fest, from what I could tell. You know, it's a lot of credentials of the CFR and CIA, and we had a man named Dennis Cliff there, who was the president of the Joint Military Intelligence College in Washington.
There were also was also a Rhodes Scholar there.
And I ended up siding with me, which was unbelievable. But, you know, it's a pretty high-level group of people. But when I went in there, this time I actually had to register. You had to register before you went in. And I went to set up the camera, and I had one of the General Meg's minions come over and tell me that I wouldn't be allowed to film. And I said, well, there goes the First Amendment, huh? It's out the window. And they said, well, we made an arrangement with this person because she's a double agent with Mossad, and we agreed not to film her face. And my point was, that's not an American agent. What, you know, what loyalty do I have to that person? But I agreed, and her lecture was basically the psychology of a suicide.
By the way, since they built this thing in the 70s, you know, big presidential library, you can videotape everything. So, you know, they just started doing this because we've been taking these things over.
Yeah, well, I went down to her, and, you know, I'll have to plug your book, Order Out of Chaos. All I did was go back to that, and the way that book is arranged, it's hyperlinked at the bottom to the quotes and the index. I just printed those articles up, walked straight over to her, and I said, you know, I have to agree, there are a lot of similarities between Al-Qaeda and Hamas. They're both created by our intelligence agencies. And she said, no, what? And I said, well, here's this article. Says that Rabin acknowledged it right before you killed him, before Shin Bet killed him, that was the case, that Shamir had started it. And she said, yes, that's true. That is true. We do operate Hamas.
Now, tell us her name, because that part was public.
Her name is Yael Shahar.
Yael Shahar. And She looks like an Arab.
She's a little dark. She's a little dark complexed. She's an attractive woman, but she's the director of database program for International Policy Institute of Counterterrorism.
Yeah, the point is I wasn't going into her skin color. I was pointing out that she's an infiltrator into all this, and
she easily could do that. And that matter of fact, she had acknowledged that she had foiled some suicide bombing attacks. But I think that's the deal. When confronted, when the documents put in front of them. Acknowledge it, and then...
Now, you talked about a well-known professor running over to you and talking about how the government was behind the terror.
Well, he had brought up to them, his name is Galbraith, and he had come in and said, when are you guys going to quit talking about Israel and Syria and whoever else is next on the list and bring up the fact that your boys, the ISI in Pakistan, are the ones that are proliferating all these nuclear weapons? And he was really discouraged by what he was hearing, and I believe he... on paper, probably believed and went along with what they were trying to do, but now that he's seeing it implemented, it's not the way he wanted. But he told me they're getting desperate, that the thing's blowing up in their face, and this is part of damage control for them, I suppose.
And there was even this Rhodes Scholar person there who was agreeing with you.
Well, if people get your video, Matrix of Evil, they'll get to see our Justice Department minion here in Austin, Ron Sievert. And he had gone on in his little 5-minute lecture before the panel discussion and questions and answers, and he said, well, people are concerned about the sneak and peek. People are concerned about warrantless searches and whether or not there's any attorney-client privilege any longer. He says, well, that's just all not true. We still have to get warrants. And
that's a lie.
It's, of course it's a lie.
And I confront him in the film and call him a liar. But...
No, I got to go after him this time. And he said, well, so with the attorney-client privilege, which is really not a violation because we're notifying them ahead of time, so there's no violation. And my analogy was, sir, I'm telling you in 2 minutes from now I'm going to stand up and go and punch you in the face. And having pre-warned you of that, 2 minutes from now if I do it, does that not still make it assault? And my answer was, of course it's assault. It's the same argument he's using. But during that exchange...
Yeah, he's saying that, oh, we have to tell you... That you don't have any attorney-client privilege, so that makes it okay.
Yeah.
And then, we have to have warrants. Well, they admit that the bill says no longer need a warrant.
Well,
so now you then brought up Section 802 to him.
Oh, you've seen him in operation. They'll deny every bit of it, and that's when there's a little friction started between another one of the panel members, Sarah Cleveland, who's a Rhodes Scholar and law professor, and I mean she'd had enough of this guy. Deciding when someone would be an American citizen and when they wouldn't be. And there was quite a bit of contention between them two. And it just, the man that had shoved me 2 meetings ago, he ends up not just being some low-level minion. His name is Scott Bates. He's a senior policy advisor for House Select Committee on Homeland Security. He was in Kosovo as the director of the National Democratic Institute in Pristina. And
no.
In June of 2002, he went to Afghanistan and worked with the Loya Jirga to support their efforts to create a transitional government. So, this
And it turns out, wasn't he like the youngest?
At 26, he became Secretary of State of Virginia. So he didn't really strike me as being that much of a whiz kid. So I don't know.
And by the way, this is the guy who, when you're there trying to film, while there are other cameras filming, he runs over and starts bumping into you, pushing you, saying, you can't film.
And I heard what you said, and you remember, and just vicious, viciousness. But
that's how few of these people there are.
Yeah.
Is that we go to these New World Order meetings? It's called New World Order, and we have former Secretary of States and CFR members running security. I mean, they're pathetic.
Yeah, they're not very scary. But hey, Alex, I wanted to get a plug in for something that's going on tonight. I just became aware of at Trinity University in San Antonio. And I'll give their website out. It's www.trinity.edu. And the contact number is 210-999-8406.
Okay, but tell folks what it is first, because I don't...
Here we go. Tonight, David Kay is speaking the Distinguished Lecture Series for spring of 2004 at Trinity University.
And David Kay's the inspector that said, yes, they have weapons of mass destruction.
Yep.
Now he says they lied.
Well, he'll be speaking at the Lori Auditorium tonight at 7:30 in San Antonio. So if anybody's in the area, and this is not someone that to be, jumped and ganged up on. I think this is a guy that's willing to tell quite a bit if I ask the right questions. So.
Okay, and so that's in San Antonio tonight at Trinity University. Kevin, going back to this Mossad / Hamas agent, you brought up to her the printed off UPI and Herat's and Jerusalem Post articles, and you say you handed out like 50 of these. What was their response to, you know, all these mainstream news articles?
Her response, you know, out of the eye of everyone in the auditorium was just three or four people standing there, was just to plainly acknowledge it and then move on. And, you know, other people, I put them out, and quite a few people came up and grabbed the documents and sat back and read them, and then they came up to us after it was over. We went to lunch with some of them. And, you know, it's all there, and I really have to plug that great book, Order Out of Chaos. It was so easy for me to take those documents straight off the Internet. And, you know, the woman's very pleasant, and I don't have any personal grudge against this person. And she was pretty straightforward with me about it, and it did not match her lecture. I mean, to hear her tell it, you know, every Muslim has fangs and eats babies, but I don't
know. All right, well, Kevin, good to have you on the show. I appreciate you going and checking that out for us.
I wish I felt a little better, but I've got whatever you had last week probably, or whatever they sprayed us with, and my throat's pretty tore up, so.
All right, well, thanks for what you did. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. I'll try to get down there the next time, too.
All right, great.
Yep.
It's so important to confront these people and to let them know that we're aware of their activities. Let's talk to Jan in Colorado. Jan, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate your work. You're sure doing a nice job. Alex, I saw your video, Bohemian Grove, and I had one question, and I can't find the information on it, and maybe you could help me.
Sure.
What is the cremation of care? What are the roots of that? Is it a real sacrifice?
Yes. Well, I mean, it's a real ritual. I don't know if they're actually killing a baby, but, okay, they address it as the Great Owl of Bohemia. They address it in the female, and they address it in the male connotation.
Uh-huh.
For those that just joined us, Bohemian Grove, since 1872, is an elite encampment in Northern California in a 2,700-acre redwood grove with a giant stone owl, and it doubles as a bull. Again, all of these Babylonian gods had two sides or two manifestations, and they would take a child before it and burn it. And the Canaanites would come down and grab his Israeli children and haul them back up and sacrifice to the god. And your dictionary has the definition of Moloch in it, a human sacrifice
right.
god.
Mm-hmm.
The cremation of care is the height of black magic, the height of Babylon mystery religion. It is the do as thou wilt, don't have a conscience, shed your responsibilities when you have to go into the marketplace. It is a ritual to have no conscience. They actually say that, and to not care, and to cremate care. And they do that by destroying innocence or this child. And then that's, of course, what Satanists do in their more druidic or modern expression of Satanism, you know, kidnapping a baby, cutting its heart out for power, and it's, you know, to give them power. Well, that's what they do at the groves. They have this small bound body, which they say is an effigy. They make that clear. They set it on fire. It screams in pain. And this is how they, for another year, protect themselves from conscience.
Mm. But you don't think it's a real baby?
I was over 100 yards away. And, again, it's aired on national television on the Trio Network, the footage I shot, and it's aired on British television.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to folks to make your own decision. But I tend to believe it wasn't a baby. I mean, I just want to believe that. But, you know, they're sacrificing in the real world with depleted uranium and cluster bombs and fluoride and vaccines and Ritalin and Prozac.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a ritual symbolizing that they don't care. And for another year, the ritual protects them from what they call bad karma or conscience. This is a ritual to protect them from their activities. Again, the devil always engages in a counterfeit. It's kind of like they're covering themselves in the blood for another year to protect themselves, you know, like Christians cover themselves in the blood of Christ.
Right. Okay, well,
and I'm going to see The Passion today, by the way.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad I can answer your question. Yes, I'm very excited. Let's talk to Paul. Let's talk to Paul in New York. Go ahead, Paul. Paul, you're on the air, buddy. Or maybe not. Maybe you're not there. You know what? We'll go to Christopher in Ottawa, Canada, after the break, because we're too close to break here. We'll come back and go to more calls. And then report slavery alive and well in the U.S. BBC probes child organ traffickers. This is Naples News. Human trafficking study looks towards remedies. The government, of course, is doing it. We'll save you from it. Mother wants to know why child died in foster care. You read this article out of Missouri. They took the child for no reason and killed it. Well, statistically, they're the most dangerous people, yeah. So we'll come back with all this, too. We got to expose the evil if we're going to be able to stop it. Everybody stay with us. We got Colonel Don DeGran coming on, too.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Brr, record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Herald Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in. And a waste oil heater from Herald Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Herald Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Herald Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Herald Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we're back live. You know, I feel so good about the passion, fighting back against the New World Order, fighting back against all the bilge and propaganda and degeneracy they're pumping out. With good people like Mel Gibson with Braveheart and The Patriot, and even conspiracy theory woke up a lot of people, and now The Passion. You know, there are good people, and we should support those that put out alternative information from the Beast system. Let's go ahead and talk to Christopher in Canada. Christopher, welcome to the airwaves.
Thank you. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Talking about First Amendment, your guest was mentioning First Amendment and Matrix of Evil. Okay, I ordered your films, and I ordered two books. They were shipped out December 17th. Never came to Canada, to the Nazi northern Canada.
Yeah, we'll just keep sending it out to you. And I'm sorry, you hear
fine.
All the folks.
No, what I would like to suggest that you give an option to the international Canadian shipping to ship to registered mail or UPS, something with a signature, you know?
Yeah, they haven't been as bad lately, but I've actually, 2 years ago, I got a letter from Canada from Customs saying this is contraband.
Oh.
And sometimes that happens from England, but yeah, just call my office. We'll ship it out to you.
Nazi state.
Registered mail. Yeah, Canada is the worst. England, no problem. Germany, no problem.
Yeah.
Australia, no problem. They open a lot of stuff, and a lot of people have had a problem to Canada.
I'll have to get the number. The next thing is BC government yesterday on the news here announced that they're selling off the management of their medical database to a U.S. company. The people who are opposed to this were citing on the news yesterday how the Patriot Act in the United States could be used to access all BC Canadian citizens from British Columbia medical records and put into this database.
Let me give you an example of this. My friend makes comedy videos. You know, mainstream stuff that's aired on HBO. And he was going to FedEx some to a film critic in England. And when FedEx came to his house, they said, well, because of the Patriot Act, we've got to know everything that's on these videos. He had to fill out 4 pages of forms per video.
They can buy their own and watch them if they want to know what's on them.
Well, I mean, but I mean, that's
yeah,
what
I understand.
I'm saying.
I understand.
In America, FedEx makes you fill out what the video's about.
Oh, FedEx now is a government agent. Oh, no.
Well,
already.
What they do is they collect data,
And
it's all fast approaching.
I'd like to remind all Americans and Canadians to stand up and be in their face to let them know that we know and they're going to answer to this. They will be prosecuted one day for doing all this, okay?
They will.
I try to explain to my colleagues at work. I work for Nortel Networks. It's like a big Cisco.
Yes.
In Canada. Huge, huge. Okay? And I try to explain to them the importance of the Second Amendment and why it was put in there into the United States Constitution. So, you know, I try to make them aware that these people are just communists, these socialists that say, oh, any nation that puts guns in ahead of healthcare is insane. And then I tell him, well, I think you have a right to defend yourself before you have a right or an obligation to take care of someone else's health, unless it's your own family.
Absolutely, and the areas that have guns have lower crime rates.
And then once they start reading the American Declaration of Independence and why the Second Amendment was put in there to protect the citizens against their own government.
Absolutely.
Okay,
Christopher?
They wake up. You know,
Christopher,
what I mean?
We got a break and start the second hour, but let me talk to you during the break and give you my office phone number.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Thanks.
And yeah, I'm going to get that out to you, registered mail. In fact, we're supposed to do that.
Okay.
There's probably a record of it with your horrible customs department. So stay there, my friend. Second hour coming up. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters
now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.